This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The judge who said that abortion frees women and was tabbed by President Obama for a spot in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals might not be headed for that court after all. Democrats backing the president's pick were unable to come up with 60 votes and lead the U.S. Senate to stop a Republican filibuster against Cornelia Pillard. A Rasmussen Reports poll shows Americans strongly favor repealing the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. 55% of Americans consider it bad for the country, and only 2% say it will have no impact. Only 35% of voters think Obamacare will be good for America. Students for Life has a new video showing that 15-year-olds can get abortifacient drugs quite easily. What adds a bit of shock factor, however, is that some cold medications are a big taboo. This is Life News Radio. Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family and friends? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Do you need to talk to a friend? Or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, here is the Birthright phone number, 800-550-4900. George Orwell, author of Animal Farm in 1984, had views on abortion. A review at lifenews.com of Orwell's Keep the Apodistra Flying tells how strongly pro-life he was. His words grow louder with years, Orwell once wrote, "If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.